Hi folks, Brian Hitney, developer evangelist at Microsoft here with a screencast on setting up your storage account for the at-home with Windows Azure project. So let's start with a little bit of background. When we deploy a web role or worker role, we want them to be stateless. So we'll look to use some kind of storage like a SQL database for data. Unlike SQL Server relational databases, Windows Azure Storage offers three basic types of storage options: blobs, tables, and queues. Blobs are used for storing binary objects like files, images, and documents. Queues are used to deliver durable messages from one application to another, often for some type of background processing job. And tables are used to store semi-structured data in a non-relational way. Log files are a great example of this type of data that work really well in table storage, where the structure is somewhat loosely defined, non-relational, and grows to potentially enormous sizes beyond what you'd use a typical relational database for. In the at-home project, we'll set up a storage account so the application can keep track of the work items it processes. The app will then keep this data in Windows Azure Table Storage, and the app will query that data when the page is loaded. To get started, we'll go into the Hosted Services and Storage Accounts section from the Windows Azure portal, and we'll make sure storage accounts are selected. Now, in my case, I've got a number of subscriptions I am the administrator of, but what we'll do here is we'll just create a storage account in my MSDN account. We'll click New Storage Account. We'll make sure the right subscription is selected. And what we need to do is give the account a DNS name. The name must not already be in use by someone, and this URL will act as an HTTP endpoint for our blobs, tables, and queues. So we'll give it a name like Some Demo Account. And the next thing we need to do is select a region. In most cases, you want your application and storage accounts to be located in the same region to reduce latency and bandwidth usage. So in my case, I'll select South Central and click OK. Once the account is created, we'll need to remember the account name and also get a copy of one of the access keys. To view the keys, we'll click View Access Keys. There are two keys, a primary key and a secondary. There's no functional difference between them, but it's handy to have two in case one key is compromised. Applications can switch to the secondary key while the other is regenerated, preventing any downtime. We'll copy the first key to the clipboard, and we'll paste that in the application in a little bit. We'll also need to be sure to remember our account name, which for me was Some Demo Account. Now let's switch over to the at-home solution. In the at-home solution, we'll double-click the at-home web role configuration under the Azure at-home project. This will allow us to see the settings for this role. We'll click Settings. And notice the data connection string property is set to Use Development Storage as True. We'll typically use this when developing locally, but notice that there are two configuration settings, one for local development and the other for cloud. We'll keep local to use development storage, but we'll switch over to cloud and change that setting. By default, it's set to use development storage as true, but we can change that by opening up the settings, and instead of use the Windows Azure Storage emulator, we'll click Enter Storage Account Credentials. The first thing we need to do is put in the account name, which was Some Demo Account, and then the account key, which we pasted to our clipboard, and then we'll click OK. So that's all there is to it. When developing locally, we'll use the local development storage, and then when we push this application out into the cloud, it will use the cloud storage account that we just created. We could see those settings if we open up the project and look at the service configuration.cloud.cfcfg file. We could see all of those settings here, which can be changed dynamically if we'd like, or directly through the portal, so we could change these settings while the role is still deployed. That's it for the screencast. Thanks very much for watching, and have a great day.